Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Rosalind Glickman is here, too. She's the creator and author of a book called Optimal Thinking, which is just getting rave reviews all over the planet on BarnesandNoble.com, on Amazon.com, over in Tasmania. They love it there, too. And she's our good friend, Rosalind Glickman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Live here from Los Angeles.
There you go. She gets up early for us. Folks, Rosalind is the president of World Academy of Personal Development Incorporated. She works with people all over the world to help them improve the way they think, making sure that when they think, they get the most out of it. And Rosalind, I appreciate the work that you do, and I appreciate you being here today. One of the things that I think you want to talk about today is, if I'm not mistaken, you want to talk about how negative thinking can help small business owners. How could that be?
Absolutely. The problem, you know, that we all have is that we've been led to believe that negative thinking is always bad and that we should ignore it. But negative thinking can be really valuable. It's certainly valuable when it cautions us against a get-rich-quick scheme that we shouldn't invest in. Or it's valuable when we hear a complaint from an employee or a customer that is real, which needs to be attended to. It's negative thinking cautions us against danger often, mm-hmm. And that is a wonderful and valuable asset, because if we don't hear it, we're going to be in big trouble. And it's also necessary in any design process, so that, you know, when it points out flaws so that it can be rectified, and it also shows us vulnerability in our business or vulnerability, you know, some sort of vulnerability so that we can express it.
So you're saying that negative thinking by anybody should be a little bit of a wake up call for us that we've got a little work to do.
Absolutely.
And in that sense, it's
extremely valuable. And the problem that we have as small business owners, and many of my clients, you know, I coach people by telephone all over the world,
mm-hmm.
Small business people. And many of my clients have been led to believe that you just must run away. You must tell your employees that they're not allowed to speak negatively. And I remember years ago, I had a fellow who told me that, and what happened was when he walked in the room, all his employees were dead silent, and he never got to know what was going on, and he missed all the warning signals.
They clammed up when he walked in, didn't they?
Absolutely. You know, and they were told, don't be negative. Not allowed to be negative. Stay away from the turkeys and fly with the eagles. No negativity around here. And ultimately, you know, he had a wall between him and his employees. They didn't tell him the truth, and there was no real loyalty, because if they were feeling down or they were upset about something, they didn't tell him. And so, you know, it was disastrous. So negative thinking can be very helpful.
Well, the thing we have to do is we have to learn how to... If we have someone who works for us who's a negative thinker, we have to make sure, we should attend to it immediately and determine if this is negative thinking because of something we're doing or something the company is doing, is something we can help this person with, or if this person is maybe an unredeemable negative thinker. You know, Rosie,
right.
there are people like that, aren't there?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, that as an optimal thinker, what you would do is just say, well, what's the best thing you can do about it, right? So you immediately use it as an optimization signal when you hear the negative thinking. But if someone dwells on negative thinking, then that is where it becomes destructive.
Right.
So it's okay to think negatively, and as a business owner, to listen to your employees, to hear in yourself when you think negatively, but use it as an optimization. You might go into more depth. You might say, what's causing this? What are my options, or what are our options for resolving it, and which one's best? But, and that's your optimal strategy. But don't be listening 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times to the same problem from an employee. If the person's going on, all you say is, you know, I hear this is a problem for you, and when you're open to the best solution, I'll be here for you.
Well, what we do sometimes is we assume that this person is being negative because they're just a negative person, when that may be the case, but it also might be the case that what we should be doing is saying, well, you know, what are we doing that's creating this for them? And, you know, we need to make sure that whatever their problem is, that we're not creating the problem. Because if it's negative for them, it's negative for other people, worst of all, and most dangerously, our customers.
Right. And sometimes a negative person in an organization, you know, is your best asset, because they're going to, with their critical mind, see things that we tend to overlook if you're optimistic. Right? The optimist doesn't want to see it. And so the negative person can just be your safety belt.
Right.
But so long as they don't bring you down, hear them once, and then ask the best questions to open up to the best answers.
The main thing is to find out from them why they're thinking this, why they're behaving this way, as soon as possible before it becomes destructive.
Right. Get the signal. What's going on here? I hear that you're upset. I hear this. What's going on? And then find out. Ask the best questions to invite the best answers, to invite resolution.
Well,
but
you know,
again,
if you're not
open to it, don't get stuck in there. Don't go down there with them more than once.
You know, Rosaline, if we were driving down the road and the motor of our car started making a loud noise, banging noise, we wouldn't think twice about pulling into a garage and finding out what was wrong.
No, we wouldn't. But
if somebody's a negative thinker in your organization, folks, think of it as a big loud bang in the engine of your company, and you need to pull over and find out what's wrong and fix it. When we come back, we're going to get Rosaline to tell us how to optimize these situations. Right after these messages, our favorite optimal thinker, Rosaline Glickman. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dr. Rosaline Glickman is our guest, and her book is called Optimal Thinking, How to Be Your Best Self. And it's number one at Amazon, is that right, in the success books?
It's number one at BarnesandNoble.com in its category, and number 5 in its category at the moment.
So what it does
is it shows you how use your thinking to create your best personal and business life, and how to recognize how to make the most of all thinking that isn't in your best interest.
Mm-hmm. Now tell us how we can find the book, and I know it's at Barnes & Noble, I know it's at Amazon. By the way, folks, the name is
Glickman.
Rosaline Glickman, and Rosaline, tell us about your website. Give us your website, please.
Well, my website, if your listeners have got a pen ready, is optimalthinking.com, optimalthinking.com. And on my website, I've got a quiz that's on the homepage on the right-hand side. And if you click on that quiz, you can rate your thinking and see how much of your thinking is in your best interest, and it's free. And you can also sign up for our free newsletter and obtain the book, an autographed copy of the book. And the free newsletter goes out every week, and it really does empower you to make the most of your thinking to optimize your business and to optimize the productivity of your employees and to know how to ask the best questions of your customers to invite the best answers so that you can give them the best service.
One of the things that I've been saying for a long time now, Rosaline, is that capital is capital wherever you find it, goods are goods wherever you find it, customers are customers wherever you find them, employees are employees wherever you find them. But the difference between whether a small business owner is successful or not is what's between their ears and what's
right.
in their
heart. Right, and one of the things is an optimal thing.
And what's in their heart as well. And so that's the reason why I think that, folks, that any time I can introduce you to people like Rosaline who will help you improve what's between your ears and what's in your heart, then I think that's going to make a difference in your success.
Right. And thank you very much, Jim. And one of the things that optimal thinkers do, or optimal thinking business owners do, is to integrate optimal thinking into their organization, is to take on the concept that you employ people who have committed to the idea that they're going to bring their best self to any situation. In other words, we have to make the choice to be our best regardless of the circumstances. Whether we're facing the end of a product cycle, whether we're facing an irate customer, whether we've finished a particular task and there's really nothing imminent to do, and we're tempted to, you know, just coast, or an employee's tempted to just coast. If we hire and retain people who have committed to doing their best, regardless of the circumstances, then we will optimize productivity, loyalty, and customer service, and profitability in our business. But if we're hiring and retaining people who haven't made that commitment, just think that good enough, you know, just being mediocre is good enough, then we're going to be settling for second best, and we're going to be using suboptimal thinking in our corporation, in our small business.
Rosaline, earlier we talked about negative thinking helping small businesses, but you actually say that there's a case where positive thinking could actually hurt small business. How in the world could that be?
Well, there are five shortcomings of positive thinking that I enumerate in the first chapter of my book. But positive thinking actually encourages us to be productive and successful because it fuels persistence. But positive thinking can often be wishful thinking. For example, I had a small business owner who hired an employee, and the employee kept saying, you know, I'm doing this and I'm going to get results. And the business owner used wishful thinking, never checked up on his employee, and 5 months later, the person had done absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just pure wishful thinking. You know, I'm never checking up, never asking for any records, and finally had to fire this woman because, you know, she'd been lying. So, you know, we have to be very careful not to just wishful think, oh, just be positive, it'll all work out fine. You know, when the risk is high particularly, we need to have contingency plans. I mean, if you are in an earthquake area, you need to, you know, be aware of the possibilities of that occurring and that it could wipe you out. Or you have a computer system to fail to back them up and just have the attitude of just be positive, it'll all work out fine, could destroy all your records and end your business completely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when the cost of failure is high, or the
go ahead, finish your thought.
Or the probability is high, cannot use positive thinking. Optimism is the wrong strategy. And there are five shortcomings that you must know about to prepare for to make sure that your business is safe.
I have to stop you, but we're going to get you back another time. We'll talk about this some more. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it very much. Rosaline Glickman, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.